A Malaysian court is deciding whether former Prime Minister Najib Razak can serve the rest of his 6-year jail sentence at home. The 72-year-old is currently behind bars for graft and money laundering in a case linked to the 1MDB scandal. Najib is seeking to be on house arrest, insisting that the country's former king had issued an addendum order allowing him to do so. The court, however, says the addendum is not valid. The judge overseeing the case stated that the court cannot obey the terms of the document as it does not comply with the Article 42 of the Federal Constitution. Today's ruling is one of two major legal decisions that await Najib this week. On Friday, the High Court will rule on whether to convict or acquit him on charges of graft and money laundering linked to the millions of dollars allegedly misappropriated from 1MDB. Our CNA senior correspondent Melissa Goh has more on this story from Kuala Lumpur. Mel, tell us more about what the judge said.
Well, to the disappointment of many supporters of the former Prime Minister who were here at the Duta Court complex since early this morning, the High Court judge, Alice Look, firmly held that the addendum order issued by the previous king, Sultan Abdullah Bahang, was made without following the proper procedures stipulated under Article 42 of the Federal Constitution. Now, it was not made with the advice of the Pardons Board, she said, because it was not reflected in the minutes of the meeting of the Pardons Board in January last year. Now, therefore, it's invalid, and the prison and the police do not need to obey that order, even though it comes from the king, and send Najib home to serve the remainder of jail sentence under house arrest. So the former prime minister is to remain at Kajang prison. Najib, who's been in prison since August 2022, will remain in Kajang prison to serve out the remainder of the jail sentence till August 2028, unless There's a full pardon from the current king himself. Now, remember, the previous king halved his jail sentence from 12 to 6 years and reduced his fine from 210 million ringgit, that's about $51 million, to just $12 million. Now, his lawyers said they will appeal against the High Court's decision today, which he can do so within 14 days.
Well, Mel, stay with us. We'll come back to you again shortly with another story.